Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 25.
Substance. It's easy when the love don't hide. No, I had to learn from my mistakes. Company creates companions. So right, yeah, baby, both say I love your smile. Girl, I love it when you smile. Go like.
I love it when you smile. People love when I smile, and I'm just smiling. It's a new year. It's 2021. Can you feel a brand new day? Kamala Harris is the first female black vice president of the United States. And you know, say she's of Jamaican descent. So we want to big her up all the way, 120% straight. We hope that she gets things going and just brings some harmony and healing to the United States of America. All right, so yeah, this song is Smile. It's one of my favorite tracks from the Wizkid Made in Lagos album featuring her. What an amazing young lady. And I can't wait. I'm on the verge of trying to get a little interview with someone connected to Wizkid soon, but I also have some connections with her. So we'll see what happens later on in the year. So guys, how was your 2020? Mine? You know what? I can't really complain. I think that it was a year of resetting, rebuilding, and just being one with nature. And just being. I think that we learned to be just ourselves and connect a little bit more with family and friends. And I hope that we can just be and continue that for 2021. So anyway, we're going to go into a little bit of who I'm going to be talking to for this episode. It's somebody who I absolutely adore. I love her journey. I love her strength. Her name is Savannah, and we're talking more than just mangoes. So let's check out this podcast with Savannah.
You're just a blessing to me. I thank Baba God for your love. Hold on, my baby. Show me what I couldn't see. My love for you can never go blind. I wanna be by your side.
All right, guys, I didn't bring her any mangoes. I didn't bring her anything, but I got her like some lovely tea. We are sipping on little tea. And this is Reasonings with Odessa. And I'm with my sis bae, affectionately sis bae. This is my sister. I'm so happy to have you finally.
I know.
On Reasonings with Odessa. Welcome, Savannah.
Thank you.
With Dea. And we, again, we are drinking on
little tea. With ice, a little bit of
rum. It couldn't
Why
be.
From
it couldn't,
what camera do I look
it
at?
It has to be. Cheers, mate. Cheers. Love. Cheers. So we've got Sev from Sav. Yeah. Sav Lamar, West Milan. You're bigging up your peoples.
Yeah.
Tell me what it was like growing up in West Milan.
Oh, my God. Well, we started off on a holy. I was the only girl in the group who's played cricket. Remember, actually, one time, one of my friends had a scooter. I made a dad climb a tree, and he was trying to go up the tree.
The scooter, and it swung around. It was swollen. I don't know why I'm playing.
That's fine. It's with reasoning.
But...
What was the name of the guy that licked you with a scooter?
I don't remember my name. It was like a Rasta family, a Rastafarian family, and we
started with them
Oh yeah, scooter licked my foot, and because I was one of those guys,
couldn't ball.
With tough. Me say blinking. Me see the stars. Me see the moon. But me just just hold it. But yeah, it was a lot of running up and down. At one point, I was the fastest in the community, which is a big deal. Because the fastest guy was, what, like 17, and I was 8 at the time.
Wow.
And I beat him in a race.
You still run?
I don't still run, but I am still very quiet. I'm very fast.
Yeah. We have to do a little race. I can't run anymore. I got bad knees.
Not this long. I'm going to run circles around you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But Westmoreland, tell people who have never been to Westmoreland, Jamaica, what is West to you? What makes Westmoreland so special?
Well, I don't know, because it crafted me, you know? Mm-hmm. If we're being really, really about it, Westmoreland is very hot.
Very hot.
And it's very push up. It has its problems. Always congested with traffic for the most part, as far as what we remember. But I think what makes it beautiful and what makes it special is just that it was my beginning. Mm-hmm. It was the foundation of who I am. It is the foundation mm-hmm. of who I am, which is why my name, you know, kind of pays allegiance to that, because I don't want to forget that. Yeah.
So it's Sev.
Sev from Sav.
Yeah, man. All right. So when was it that you realized, yo, I can sing, I have a voice? Because you started, when I met you, you were in advertising.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. You know what I said? Oh God, I was the worst. Music summer lunchtime on Bali, you know?
Yeah.
I hated it.
The environment.
I hated it. But yeah, big up them people that's them now. So the name.
We big up one person that we can big up, and that's Zena.
Big up Zena.
Big
yeah.
up Zena.
Wherever you're there, big up yourself. Yes. Yeah, I love Zena. But yeah, actually, right. So I don't know when I realized I thought I could sing when I entered Rising Stars, but mm-hmm. then, you know, the public was just like, "I'm canceling, come off of the show."
Yeah. Who won that year in Rising Stars?
Is it Romaine? No, not Romaine. Camille Day.
Ah, yeah. Camille could sing, though.
Camille. I love her.
She's a real good soul.
She was such a safe space for me when I was on the show, because I felt very, I don't know, misunderstood, and I didn't know the girls in the group, and it was a lot of bullying behind the scenes. Mm. But
normal girl group shit.
Right? The worst. Don't go in a group with waiting other people in. Mm-hmm. The mistake.
Makes sense.
But yeah.
It makes sense.
But yeah, I think the first time I had an idea that I could sing was when my cousin was visiting. Cousins were visiting from New York or something like that, and then they'd say, "Look, could I sing?" That was the first time. And then another time I remember clearly was singing Celine Dion at breakfast one morning. And then we say, "Well, you can't sing, no."
What is it about Jamaicans and Celine Dion?
I don't know. Water from the Moon is a timeless classic.
I don't know
I feel like bursting out in song right now.
Don't, because we might have to pay our royalties. You know you're going to have to give Celine Dion some royalties now.
I will not mind doing that. To get to you. You know the song, right?
No. I'm not a Celine Dion fan.
You know,
look, Lauren is looking at me in shock.
Going down in my mind, trying to find the way to get you to you don't know how to try, and
look
I try,
me.
And I try. What do I gotta do? Do I gotta get water from the moon? I love that song.
My God. Oh, my. Jamaicans, and look, Jamaica nice, but yo, them love a Celine. I call her Silly Dion. I'm sorry.
Jamaica is nicer because of Celine Dion, because of her love for Celine.
Well, she's adopted Jamaican, isn't she?
For sure.
She's an adopted Jamaican.
I don't know. I love her.
Who else do you love growing up? Like, who else inspires you musically? Vocally and musically, there's two separates.
I remember trying to sing Toni Braxton's. Whitney Houston's.
Of course.
Uncle Barry's.
Right.
Who else do I remember clearly? Gregory Isaacs. Mummy did obsessed with him. She used to also keep cassettes of the Manhattans.
Wow.
Yes. Can you sing her name again? Nibs out with R.
Reeves. No, that's not. That's Jim Reeves.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Last name out with R. Kenny Rogers.
Rest in peace, Kenny.
Rest in peace, Mr. Kenny Rogers. So many. Who else? The girl group. The older girl group. She used to keep a lot of soul.
Is that why you're so soulful in your music?
I think so. Because it would be playing 24/7.
Because a lot of people are saying, you know, there's a lot of discussions that come out about your new project, which we're going to go into in a few, that it's very soulful, it's very, very, but Jamaicans grew up listening to a lot of soul. Berries is a soulful person.
Oh,
even my father is soulful and pop.
Yeah.
And they claim that it's not reggae, but it's still, the underbed of everything that we do is still reggae. So, you know, when people have that little thing about what your project is about, it's still Jamaican music. And
yeah,
it's
Jamaican music.
Underlay of your project is still reggae.
Yeah, listen, I don't care. I'm not really business what I want to say about it. I'm really proud of it. And I am making Jamaican music. And if you don't feel like it's classified as reggae, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's still good quality, well done music. And that's all I
can. How does this project now? So we're going into Be Somebody. Your first EP was, to me, still a real beautiful classic EP. That was like 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So how has Savannah grown from that first EP to Be Somebody?
Well, I don't know. I think in every way, I think I understand exactly what I want to do now. When you're just entering, well, not just entering, but when you're just working on your first project and people are saying, oh, maybe you should do this, and making all these strong suggestions, mm-hmm. you're like, maybe I should listen because I don't really know. I've never mm-hmm. been involved on this level, but having the experience of the first EP, like, I understand exactly what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very kind of steadfast and strong mm-hmm. about, no, this is how this is going to go. Basically, can't really come up with it. So
Be Somebody is the lead.
No, hold on. I think just Be Somebody is 100% me, I think.
But what is it? Like, I got it in different ways. You tell me what your interpretation of Be Somebody.
It's kind of just, for me, it's about being the best that you can be in spite of all of what is levied against you, in spite of life's trials, problems, the down days when you feel like, say, you know, I have no use.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of all the doubts, kind of just being somebody. Actually, I could tell the story. It's really important. When mm-hmm. I wrote Be Somebody, the song itself, right? And when I made it, I re-listened to it. But I said, hold on. I wrote something years ago, over 10 years ago, but right now, that is called Be Somebody. No, on YouTube. I'm sorry, Facebook.
Uh-huh.
There was a poem that I wrote called Be Somebody. No, and it was about me, because I grew up extremely poor. Like going days without food, having to walk to school, choose a drop off of your foot kind of thing, right? And then at the time I was kind of getting used to people reacting to me, seeing that my uniform was very well washed out, and to say, you know, my shoes tear up, my XYZ, my bag tear up, and kind of treating me like I didn't have value,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I wrote that poem to kind of combat that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that I am somebody
mm-hmm.
despite what you think,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't have all these things that you're saying is supposed to make me valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of when I finished writing Be Somebody, this song on this EP, it felt like the next paragraph
mm-hmm.
in that writing.
In your chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when it clicked in my mind and said, oh, I'm going to write a piece, a poem over 10 years ago, I was like, okay, this is the culmination of the meaning of being somebody. So it's literally me being somebody and deciding that I am somebody from before when I never have nothing
mm-hmm.
up to today, where you like have people saying, oh, this is what you need to do, this is how you need to sound, this is what you need to look like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Can we go still into a little bit thing, because Mango now,
yeah,
we've had this conversation off air, but we're going to talk about it on air.
Yeah.
There was a lot of criticisms with you doing Mango because mm. the way you're dressed and you're overtly sexy and showing your body and naked
overt,
and stuff like that,
you know.
for some, that's what the words that some people would say, yeah, but not me. But we, I have a problem with that, and we've spoken about that, because I feel that when a chocolate sister, a dark-skinned sister, is sexy, it's dumbed as you're supposed to be empress and you're supposed to, yeah, be, you know, regal, yeah, and rare. But a lighter hue sister can it's go whatever. Out and do anything she that she wants
agency,
to do.
Full autonomy at all times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's annoying. And again, like, I can't care about people's expectations, mm-hmm, especially knowing that the heritage of people who look like me, dark skinned, mm-hmm, women, like, you've literally denied us jobs. From front desk,
banking.
From
front desk,
yeah, banking, from hotel receptionists, mm-hmm, things like that. Kept us as your maids, kept, mm-hmm, us as your housekeepers, kept us as the lowest of the low. So, like, me recognizing who I am and growing into full confidence, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot care about what you expect of me, how you feel like I'm supposed to dress. Honestly, the whole thing is just a huge headache for me. Like, mm-hmm, I can't even go into thinking about what people are thinking and how they are receiving it. I know that I am being myself and I am doing what I want to do, and that's the best that it is. And if you can't accept it, no problem.
Because people assume, as I said, great, it's like you're dark skinned, so you have to be the regal sister. But what people, a lot of people,
and what is that alignment with not? With wearing less clothes, right? Literally me celebrating myself, celebrating my blackness,
mm-hmm,
celebrating my womanness by, mm-hmm, having this huge, this exaggerated afro and you seeing just my skin. What is the alignment with, oh, she doesn't have on any clothes, so this means that she's worth less.
Right, exactly.
What is with the alignment of me not having on as much clothes and this means that, oh, I'm now reduced to my body?
Mm-hmm.
That's such an, mm-hmm, insult. Like, mm-hmm, a woman is always going to be much more than her breasts. Much more than her. Literally, if she's skin out in front of you and bend over right now, mm-hmm, she's still going to have more value than her vagina.
Exactly. You understand? We're still deemed this as our vaginas.
It's ridiculous, and we need to get out of that thinking. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's reductive. And if it is that you look at somebody and you only reduce them to their body, mm-hmm, it means that you're reducing yourself.
They have a problem.
Exactly. You're reducing yourself, and you don't have a full understanding of the human experience. Mm-hmm. And that has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. That has all to do with you. That's your projection. That's something that you need to work, mm-hmm, on. Maybe go to therapy. Maybe talk to your mother about it. And I know.
Seek
but
that's
something we can deal with for you.
Tell me, pastor. Write to pastor, yes, in the newspaper.
Tell me past the newspaper. Exactly. Oh, another thing too is like these men and these women who are just like, oh, I'm just so worried about, like, I'm just worried, like, you're not really living up to your value. And, like, I love your vibe. And you're, like, not like these other dance hall girls. Like, all of that is language that cuts you down. And if it is that you are actually caring and you're being sincere, then you would not sound like that. It wouldn't, mm-hmm, be an opportunity for you to be like, oh, well, yes, kettle, no. That is not how you would speak.
But it's layers. There's layers to everybody's personality.
Exactly. But I'm just trying to educate them to say that, you know, if you are genuinely worried about somebody and how they see themselves, the approach is not to cut them down. And, mm-hmm, it's not an opportunity to compare them to somebody else and to cut another person down.
Everybody's individuals, everybody's different. But
yeah,
there's layers to Savannah, because people thought that you were this, but then you did.
Right, and I understand it, because I'm part of Indie Collective and Protege is a Rasta, you understand? Mm-hmm. But this does not mean that his identity will ever be mine.
No.
And you have to understand too that I am learning about myself through testing my own boundaries. This whole thing that you're seeing,
you're young,
is a journey that is playing out in front of you.
Youth, you have to live, you have to learn, yeah, you have to understand, you have to experiment,
exactly,
as a young person, because you will have regrets later on.
Mm-hmm.
So all young people out there, experiment, but not with hard drugs. Experiment. If you want to color your hair pink, color it pink today, because when you get older, you're going to have regrets that you didn't get to do that, or you didn't get to live and do,
yeah,
certain things that you really wanted, yeah, to do. You
the,
know what
the,
I mean?
The important thing for me
and be
is
true to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The important thing for me is genuinely finding myself and sitting in that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you test your faith. This is, mm-hmm, how you test what you believe in. This is how you test, I don't know, who you are, mm-hmm, your character, because you want to be as strong as you can be, mm-hmm, you know? So if, you know, nobody is with it, then that's cool. If people are with it, then that's cool.
So we are somebody. We, yeah, are being somebody. You know, my, mm-hmm, favorite track is Phone a friend.
I know, phone a friend.
What? Tell us about phone a friend.
Phone a friend is a vibe, honestly. Medicine with Jay vibe in the studio, and he was like, what kind of vibe are you going for? And I pulled up Santi Gold's song. Mm. I keep forgetting the name. But it goes, don't look at it, it's stormy weather. Yeah,
I think she shot that video here.
Listen, I'm obsessed with this.
Big up yourself, Santi. I love Santi Gold.
Genuinely. Mm-hmm. But I told him that's the kind of vibe. However, I want it to be much more minimal and a dub, like dub. Seriously, just from the beginning, make it sound mm-hmm. like a dub remix. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, yeah, we can do that. So he sat with it. And then when he came to kind of the minimal drum and bass, I was like, yeah, that's it. Those are the sounds. And then I was like, it's not textured enough. So I went inside the studio and I did the to put that sound mm-hmm. in there, to add it in there. And then I was like, yeah, that's perfect. And then I was kind of just vibing, I don't know, the phone a friend. Like, it was just in my mind, like phone a friend. And then at the time I was kind of processing, I don't know, letting go of toxic relationships.
Yeah, you don't
not
like
romantically.
Yeah, but
you know,
in period. Because yeah. That's what I got from it. It's
exactly.
Not about a boy and a woman, or it's not about, it's just...
No, it's really about you seeing where somebody is dismissive of your feelings, mm-hmm. unsupportive constantly, mm-hmm. always like try to kind of cut you down, and mm-hmm. just like, you know what, maybe...
I don't like this,
and you're gonna have to try to phone a friend. I'm not that friend anymore. I'm gonna move away from
yeah.
you. You're
yeah.
keeping up a facade, you're keeping up a ruse. That doesn't align with who I am. Mm. So,
just
phone a friend.
Draining. Go phone
Fine.
A friend.
Yeah.
Phone a friend. Did you say Ella or Flo if you want to use that song? Or AT&T, anybody? But I think actually it's an actual soundtrack, movie soundtrack song, because it's so haunting.
It
just pulls me in. I played it twice. I played the whole album first, and then I went back to that twice.
Yeah.
And I said, there's something about this that I just really, yeah. really, I love the whole project.
Yeah.
Super proud of you.
Thank you.
No, I've tweeted it. But that's my jam.
Thank you.
That's
yeah,
my jam. I can't wait to see you perform it.
Yeah, me too. Listen.
What do you miss the most about being on the road?
Wow. The sky.
Because of COVID. The sky.
I was looking at the sky in different countries.
Wow.
For some reason, it always makes me very emotional that the sky looks the same across the world. Makes me feel very connected to nature, and I don't know. But okay, so another answer, because people are gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
No, that's fine.
Another answer would be just being on stage and getting that energy back from the different crowds, the different people.
Yeah,
really singing and being on stage, and I really feel like, I don't know, I found my stage identity.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
Yeah.
Your the last performance I saw you was with Indignant at the Rum Festival.
And yeah.
Remember I saw you the year before that?
Yeah.
And I can see the growth. Like, you're a champion, you're owning that stage, you're working the stage.
Yeah, I think as I've become just more confident in myself, it mm-hmm. shows, you know? Because mm-hmm. a lot of this artist work, you know, the interviews and everything and the writing and everything, it's right there. Like, it's parallel with the self-work that you have to mm-hmm. do, you know? And there's a lot that I've had to overcome for myself emotionally mm-hmm. and, like, mentally. And I think the work is showing
up
on the outside, yeah.
You're free up, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
let's weigh me down.
What's the next thing? Oh, Uganda. That wasn't Uganda. Where did you go to? Senegal. Girl.
I know.
So talk about the beautiful head wrap that you wear now.
I
was going to wear a head wrap today, but then I just said, nah.
You know, I was thinking about it.
We should have done that, you know. We should have kind of just said, you know,
let's do a wrap.
Yeah, let's do a wrap. Next time. Next time we could do a wrap fight.
Yeah.
What was it like for you landing in Africa for the first time?
It was unexpected, you know. First of all, I didn't get to bathe before I went on the flight. Ended up being much earlier than I thought,
mm-hmm.
right? So I ironed up on a flight, my dirty, my bed, it made me feel miserable.
No little spray ups, no little sweet ups.
No little wipe down.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyway, when I landed, it was hotter than I thought, and it had a lot of dust. Like, it was, the atmosphere is very dusty, and I was
what
like,
year was it? What time is it? December.
Yeah, December 2019.
Because Hamatai comes around. Yeah, it could be like the beginnings of that time as well.
Yeah. And then, I ended up getting lost. In the taxi, because the taxi.
You won on your so self.
Me and the person I went there with.
Okay.
Right. So I had a friend with me.
Yeah.
But we ended up getting lost with the taxi, and the only reason that I ended up going with that driver was because they were supposed to know exactly where in Mamel, that's the place that we were staying, that we were supposed to go to. The man never knows spot in there. How long would that
real driver? Yeah. You know, like you get the country driver, them that come to Kingston and them go on like, yeah, man, I'm in all the ride, It's the same vibe.
No, literally, so I'm dirty, I'm going to get to do the whole long.
Jesus.
Get lost now in Senegal until we ended up finally finding the spot and then ended up couldn't stay here because the bathroom wasn't working. But
Jesus.
It was a hectic landing. However, for the rest of the trip, that was beautiful. That was magical. Kind of just seeing the way of the people. And Senegal is very unfiltered in how it presents itself. It's not pretending to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a man on the road, he's selling the thing, and it's like, I don't know what to tell you. They're like, everybody jogs. It's dusty. People are living right beside their horses, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a harmony between like
nature and
earth and them, you know, it's very subsistent in its like appearance, and it's like not, you know how like we'd project an image of Jamaica out there where it's like all sand and beach and stuff, but then it has its problems. Like Senegal, you go there for, I don't even think that they make an effort to advertise. It's kind of like they're just there and you're like, hi.
Yeah where in else in Africa that you'd like to travel to?
I think I would love to see Ethiopia. I like the name of it. Not there's a name, but like I do like the name. I think the name Ethiopia sounds really cool. where else? I'd want to go to Gambia.
Well, it's not far from Senegal, so it's just down the road.
I'm blanking out because I'm a little bit...
That's all right, man. That's all right. Big up again, Little T. You know, she has a tea that has a little... she has a ganja one that's going to be happening very soon.
Ganja isn't really working, you know? I wish.
It's good for you. Well, I do the tea to relax and to sleep.
Yeah.
I do the tea to relax and to sleep, so...
But I want to visit all of Africa, though, because I think it's important to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It's West Africa first for me, Tanzania, then South Africa.
Yeah.
Definitely.
South Africa is definitely last on my list.
My last.
It's on the bottom of the list.
Yeah. I'm like, people are like, who goes up? I'm like,
because it's like all white people.
I've seen Europe's. I'm from Europe. I've seen Europeans. I don't need to see them. I just need to see my people first.
Big up white people in.
Yeah. Big up people. Big up people in general. But you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The video, when you shot that video, because somebody goes like, oh, so why is she wearing those, the pants? Like, we're going to go into fashion. But like, when you shot the video, somebody was like, why is she wearing that puma top with the African Ankara thing? And I'm like, well, because she's still sporty and young and fit and bubbly.
Yeah.
And this is me just explaining.
Yeah.
And she's still keeping the cultural aesthetic of...
Yeah, honoring the space I'm in, but still being myself.
So I was right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And I love that you have that insight. Isn't that what I'm saying? Yeah. I love how thoughtful you, but other people are just like, oh, so a puma sponsor, then a white chef will go on weird. And it's like...
No, I had a top, it worked. It matched.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was no budget for styling or makeup or anything.
You did so well.
It was a very, like, I was just replaying the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yarn was there, Savion, his director. We were there to do work. And we had some time at the end of the trip. And he was like, why don't we do a video, a music video? And I was like, yeah, man, we could do it then, no? So I went into the marketplace. I got the head wraps. And then I got the pants and then the staircase outfit that you saw with the dress, I got that. And I was just like, oh, well, let me just choose the print based on the puma top that I have because it's hot in Africa.
Right.
And then I knew I had to be shooting for a long time. So
It's hot.
It made sense. It was practical, and I thought it was stylish. I thought it was stylish.
It was very young Odessa. It was me back in the day, you know. Now I've got belly.
Which I strive to be.
Oh, my belly ain't going to happen that time. You're not going to see that happen at all.
Yeah.
So how do you, again, really feel about your whole project, your whole album on a whole? Because I want people, this is like, I've been continuously playing this project. I haven't stopped playing this project. Your first one, I played like two tracks, but this is something that...
And I think it's because you're feeling me in it.
Yeah,
literally from
you.
The very big, from the big initial songs, right, to mixing and mastering, I have had my hands all in there.
That's perfect.
From the mixing and mastering to the visual that you see, I've had my hand all wrapped up in it. You feel me? It's not something I've
had a chance to do before. Yeah.
So I think that's why it's resonating.
Yeah.
You know? And I... Honestly,
but your vocals as well, like you're listening. Even though we said B, you know I love you, B.
Oh my god. No, don't say it.
Savannah's
stop.
Vocals.
Oh my god, stop it. Stop. Cancel that.
No, we look.
Listen, the Beehive will cancel.
The Beehive will not cancel because I am a part of the Beehive, so I can say that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
Bailey
Beehive.
The Beehivers will disagree.
Lauren is shaking her head, but yeah, sorry. I am a part of the Beehive.
Okay.
All right, but my other friend is not. She'll be like,
no,
friend of mine.
My vocals as well. The thing about the way of reggae music,
your voice is stronger.
Oh, absolutely. Like if there's no progress, what's the point? You feel me? And this is something that I've been working on. I will continue to work on. But I find that it, as far as like reggae is a vibe, it's a feeling, it's a groove that you sit into, and it's honestly kind of like, it feels very freestyle in its nature.
It's riding the river.
You see what I'm saying?
Riding the
wave. And it's like you can say, Neva make me feel Irish. Unless you just sing that for the whole thing, and that is like huge, and people are like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with it. But I had, what's it called? I had difficulty finding out where to like sing. You see what I'm saying? Understanding what the nature of reggae is. So I think so I had to just make sure that I did my best as far as like showing my potential and showing my actual like my talent and not compromising on my voice and really how big I want to go and how I want to sound, just to satisfy that, like, which I adore. You understand? Like reggae, nothing like reggae music.
Nothing. It's just,
you see what I'm saying? But I love Be Somebody.
I just love the music on Be Somebody.
It means a lot to me. I think it means, I don't know, it's just, it's so good. It's so well done. Every song on it is meaningful. Like I could literally talk forever about each song and why it happened and why it came about to sound like that.
What was it like working with our friend who we adore? He's a sweetheart, JLL.
Oh my goodness, JLL's my friend. No, I've never said that to him, so I'm not sure. I love JLL. I really do. I think he's the most. He's one of the most talented.
It's very calm
I've ever come
and he's
across.
Just got a good spirit and very honest, humble and
humble, genuine, patient. It's such a breeze to work with him. I honestly can't say nothing else good. Like I can't say,
if anyone says anything bad about him, I will smack
him. You question them because he literally is just like so committed to the music and so committed to his art, and he just deserves the best.
He
deserves every good thing that's going to come to him.
He does, definitely.
I really respect him.
So what's it like, well, the Ikdik team, protege, and you got your Leela, you got your protege. Tell us about the team. Tell us about how you guys gel together. What's it, you know, just, what's the vibe like with everybody?
Man, just imagine like a family reunion kind of vibe, and people are kind of shouting across the table at each other. No, because it's something and like it's, those are mine and Leela's voices, and Proji is just like, all right, guys.
It's strong because you're both strong personalities. Yeah. And even Diggy's a strong person. Yeah, yeah. He's calm. He's a strong person.
No. We're all quite strong personalities. But as far as like the working, he took my vocals for every song on the project.
Nice.
Just because, I don't know, it just ended up working out like nice. That. We never really planned it, but it, I don't know.
It's organic vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, me and Leela are genuinely like sisters. We cuss and we fight and we laugh together. And I'm like, don't talk to me ever again. And then we're like, all right, cool, I love you. So it's like, it's very... It's very family-like, is what I would say. And then each of us kind of like go off into our own thing when we're doing our own music.
Which is good.
You told me, have our own kind of sub-team. So I have a group of people where I just like, these are the people I'm working with. And produce like, all right, cool. When you're done, come back, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how I am as far as like getting things done. I kind of just, I'm like, all right, guys, these are my plans. And they're like, okay, cool. And then I just go get it done and then bring it back. But that's really the dynamic. You know, I say everything that's on my mind and on my heart at every single time of the moment. And I feel like sometimes that might be overwhelming to them, but they listen. Mm-hmm. They hear that's me out, good. Which is important for mm-hmm. me.
It's a collective. So you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would say that there's nothing that I'm afraid to say or will not say, mm-hmm. even if it like rubs people the wrong way, because I just like that's who I am, you know. And then also I feel like it's important too for or partnership and for or bonding. Mm-hmm. So that's really what it is. I mean, it's like I say, if there's one thing, I'm gonna say what we need to say.
What's your favorite celebrity crush?
A celebrity
flip
crush?
The script.
You know, someone that wants to follow celebrity.
None.
I do have a crush, though. I have a crush.
Okay.
But he's not a celebrity.
Okay. All right.
It's a beautiful, strong man.
We'll be talking after that.
He's so tall. He's tall.
Dark and handsome.
Dark, handsome. I'm going to stop. Shanice is looking at me.
Tell us about your style. Tell us about your style. What is
my style?
Savannah's style?
Like
fashion, you love fashion, you love makeup.
I do, I really
love,
do. I'm obsessed with like creating looks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
when you
like
wake up
to,
in the morning, do you just be like, do you plan before you go to bed that you're gonna, okay, before I come to reasonings, this is what I'm going to wear? Or is it like, as I wake up, I'm gonna just come and do this is my look?
You know, say honestly, for every, okay, this is gonna sound very extra, but I am genuinely an extra person. I'm very romantic.
You're from Harlem.
Yeah.
Big up all the Harlem Massive because they're extra.
Like, genuinely, I will look at a year mm-hmm. and I'm like, this is the aesthetic I'm going to have for the year. And I follow it. I buy pieces that would support it in mm-hmm. some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing this year. You okay. feel what I'm saying? Like,
so it's head wrap and kiss curls.
Head wrap, kiss curls, pearls, mm-hmm. dainty, you know, very like feminine, mm-hmm. like.
Soft, but a little tips of masculinity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, just all of the themes that you see playing out on the EP cover, mm-hmm. that's going to be my style for the rest of the year. I've just
that's
decided.
Perfect. I love it.
Which is a wide range.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Tell us about your relationship with your brother who's your designer, and he's dope.
He is so dope. He's so talented and so fearless in just the challenges that he will take on. But also drives me fucking crazy.
He won't be your problem.
I love him so much. I hate him so much. I love him so much. But yeah, he's my go-to. Whenever I have a vision of something I don't want to have made, like David, so I was thinking this, and he's like, no, Shara, that not gonna work. And I'm like, no, man, but try it. But what if we tried XYZ? And he's like, that's not how sewing goes. So it's like a back and forth, but he always gets it done, and it always comes out looking.
Pulls it off.
Yeah.
From that little red dress.
Yeah.
He's still got to make my black version for it, so I'm going to link him on
that. No, link him for sure.
Yeah.
No, I he's irreplaceable. He is exceptional. He is brilliant. And I love him very much.
Savannah, what is, describe yourself in 3 words for me.
Misunderstood. Ruthless.
I know what she's talking about.
But also, like, imperfect at the same time. I don't know. All those things
out, so, yeah. Finish this question. Jamaica is, or the word, the description. Jamaica is
my place.
Reggae is
irreplaceable.
Africa is
necessary.
All right, guys. So we're gonna finish off the rest of this drink. I think that's it. Seb from Sav.
Big up everybody at West Milan, yeah.
Big up all the West Milan massive.
Big up my peaches, yeah.
Yeah, good egg. Do it again. Let me pack my bed.
Big up my brother Romeo, yeah.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big up the guinea tree them.
Yeah.
Big up the fall them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else you want big up?
Shop them, yeah. Yeah.
What's up, everyone? Stacey Ike here from the Human to Human podcast and Recovering Perfectionist. If you're looking to explore your interpersonal relationships, have a safe space to reflect without shame, and deep dive into the many layers of being human, then come hang out with me on the Human to Human podcast, where I go deep with your favorite celebrities, tastemakers, and thought leaders. Be sure to check out and subscribe to Human to Human with Stacey Ike. That's the number two, not the word two, brought to you by the Revolt Podcast Network. I'll see you there.
Hey. Dominoes. I love dominoes.
We're going to do games night. We're like, Lauren is right here with us. So
we're
doing the games night. So anyway, it's Reasons with me, Odessa, Seb from Sav, aka Savannah, and we out. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Guys, I bet you have never heard Savannah so real and raw. I would like to big up Little Tease for the tease. And I'd like to pick up you for listening. So don't forget, it's all about subscription. It's all about rating. And it's all about sharing this podcast on any podcast platform of your choice. And oh, go over to YouTube, because we're on YouTube on OXS Jamaica. Click and you can watch this. You can watch us live and in living color as well, if you're into that. I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you by OAccess Media and Ideas Evolution.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.